Now, you must be super busy at the minute with the whole US tour. How are you finding it all? You loving it?
I'm loving it. Mm-hmm. I'm loving it. No, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, performing live is my favourite thing. I'm so, so happy to be back on the road. I'm happy to be releasing new music. You know, I'm happy that I've got on this new job with X Factor.
Exactly.
I think it really feels like I'm at a good place in my life. You know, I definitely, definitely don't have time for a relationship. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Of course, now I'm back in the UK, the end of summer, so you kind of miss the nice weather of what we kind of get anyway. VMAs at the weekend. You looked amazing, by the way. How was
Thank you. It was fun. It was amazing, you know, kind of walking out, doing Body on Me and having an after party and performing and going and presenting an award. It's really nice holding the flag for the UK.
Yeah, exactly. There were tons of like cool artists there performing as well. Who were your favourites?
Mine was probably Miley and The Weeknd.
Yeah, really cool. Do you think of the new Bieber? Obviously, the guy's like killing
it. I actually unfortunately missed that performance.
Oh, really?
I was doing interviews, so I didn't actually get to see it, so I have to go online and watch it.
Oh, definitely. One question, the Kanye West president, what do you think of all that?
I'll definitely vote for him.
I read some funny things online, right? There's loads of like funny things of what would happen if he did take the president thing. Jay-Z being vice president, that'd be quite funny, I think.
That'd be good.
Northwest face being on the dollar bill. All ridiculous, but I think great if it happened.
That's so funny.
I want to talk about movies, all right? Obviously, you've done Southpaw, The 50 Shade. Is that something you can see yourself doing for a long time alongside the whole music stuff?
I mean, I definitely 100% would love to get into it more, and I think it's an amazing experience, and I had so much fun doing Southpaw. You know, it really kind of opens my eyes to the, you know, the opportunities are endless, and it's something I definitely still want to get into, yes.
Let's talk about The X Factor then. Now, what a great opportunity this is for you. Obviously, made the move from The Voice. Are you happy and very content with this now?
I feel like I have made the best decision, and the reason I say that is timing-wise, it works really well. You know, I love being busy, as you might know.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just a whole another kind of task that I'm obsessed with taking, and I feel like I've always come from a background where, you know, if you work hard, you're going to get a form of a result, and I really want my contestants and my category to kind of just really be on it.
Is there any, like, in particular judge you get on with most, you know, bit of banter on stage and stuff?
I get on with all of them differently. I mean, of course, I've known Nicholas Scrimshaw for a long time.
Yeah.
So I had an advantage there. But, you know, they all give something different. We all give something different to each other, which is important.
Did it help that obviously you and Nick went in together, of course, knowing each other before, like you can kind of, you know...
Yeah, I mean, we watch it, but it's the first time we were in it, obviously.
Yeah. Of course, the categories got released a few days back. You've got the girls. Was that who you were hoping for?
Yes, I mean, I was protesting for those girls, you know.
Yeah.
I would have given an arm and a leg for those girls.
Yeah.
I love them. I'm so happy that the public have understood me and voted for me, and I'm so grateful, and I'm not going to let them down.
Yeah, I think the best thing was about this, for the whole kind of X Factor doing the whole hashtag thing, Simon was literally begging it on Twitter. It was so funny to actually see him tweet.
I know, it's hilarious, but I beat him.
Yeah, exactly. You have that one over him. Look, new album then. I tweeted yesterday you were on the show. Literally all your fans went insane. All they want to know is, though, is when's the new album out? What can they expect?
It's out around November time. You can expect something that definitely has more depth to it. It shows a bit more of a dark side to me, but I'm still crazy and pop, you know, because I love my pop music. But it just shows a more 24-year-old version.
Any collabs we can expect?
I mean, yeah, there definitely is a few surprises, but I'm not telling you any.
Right, we'll wait for it, don't worry. A new tune featuring Chris Brown. How did you hook up for this one then?
Me and Chris Brown made this song. It's called Body on Me, and it's basically about being really like in a frustrated atmosphere of someone that you can't physically hold and touch, and it's that whole imagination thing, you know. And so I'm really excited that we put it out.
Let's talk about the video. What an amazing video, by the way.
Thank you. Body on Me, it's like, I think it's self-explanatory, really.
Yeah.
It's in the song.
You know, you and Chris get close in some scenes. Is there any scenes you kind of think you get a bit awkward? Because obviously, you know, it's real life. You know, this actually happened.
No, we're close as friends. For us, it was normal. It was natural. It felt really like, it felt like a natural chemistry.
Yesterday on Snapchat, I posted a few videos asking if you have any questions for Rita Ora. I'd put them to her right now. Let's do it. Your fans are loyal, right?
Yeah, they're so loyal. It's amazing to just see how great they are and how they act, and the fact that they just have my support and I have theirs. It's just a great relationship. You can't fault it.
Incredible. I've got a few questions for you here. Jennifer, any UK shows the fans can look forward to?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm planning on releasing the album around November, announcing the tour dates for January. So, you know, X Factor finishes in December and then we're off on tour.
Awesome. Caitlin, who was your biggest celebrity crush growing up?
My biggest celebrity crush was Aaron Carter.
Mel, what's your best memory from being on The X Factor so far?
My best memory is actually the crowd behind me being absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Charlie, if you weren't a singer, what would you think you'd be doing right now?
If I wasn't a singer, I'd probably... I haven't even thought about it because this is all I've ever wanted to do.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'd probably be, like, in my own business or something or doing something.
Awesome, cool. Hey, look, Rita Ora, thank you for hanging out. Good luck with a brand new single, Body On Me, and
yes.
With X Factor 2. You're smashing it right now. Thanks for chatting, Rita.
Thank you so much.